I'm delighted with it, and I was particularly delighted with the Ryanair statement saying that it's on the back of customer demand and efficiencies at the airport. And I think that's a great kudos to everyone in the region and the wider region for using the routes that they currently have. Like next year, they're going to have 26 routes and 180 flights a week, and that's a 35% increase on the route level and the seat numbers that were there in 2022. So, I mean, I think that's great. It's probably much better if we were to go back into the whole COVID days and looking at the recovery. I don't think anybody would have thought we would have come this far in such a short space of time. And it's also on the back of a number of other announcements in the airport, like the new route to Paris, and also the great news of United restoring the service to Chicago, which we lost a number of years back. I was out in Milwaukee this year with Clare Tourism, and you just saw the level of demand face-to-face from the American market. And I think their exchange rate is really favourable for them at the moment. It's the best it has been in about 20 years. So hopefully those routes will be strong as well as the Boston and New York routes that are still there into Shannon. So it's good, and I think it's particularly timely because Ryanair have been using Shannon Airport for 35 years, I think, as of this month, and carried 18 million passengers. So, you know, they have given great support to the region, not only in terms of passengers. They've just opened up a new three-bay maintenance facility at the airport with a 10 million investment and 200 jobs. So it's a very, very good news story all around.
Well, it is a great news story, certainly for Shannon Airport. Does that extend to the wider Clare region? When you have routes like this, you're looking at Porto and Naples, the new routes. That, to me, would suggest that would see people leaving through Shannon, but not necessarily coming to spend time in Clare. Would you agree or disagree with that, Sean?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right there, Rebecca. But what's very, very important is that the numbers use the airport, because flights go both ways. And while there is a possibility of getting people in through the routes, the vast majority in these particular two routes will probably be outbound. But that is extremely important, because you need the numbers to sustain the airport and to help the likes of Ryanair put on the additional routes. And the reason to put these routes on is because the other routes that they have there already have been so successful. So I think that's very, very important, because, you know, the airplanes go both ways. And the more routes you have, the more chances you have of getting people in. Now, I don't know the timings of the flights, but what we also find as well, some of the routes that are there at the moment, is you may get people staying the night before if they're travelling from a distance, and they would stay a night in the region. So that's where the likes of Clare can pick up. Or if it was a late flight in, they may decide, as opposed to driving a distance, that they would actually stay in County Clare or the wider region. So, you know, that's where the opportunity lies with these routes. But it is very, very important whether they're in or out in terms of the customer demand, that we have the routes into the airport.
Nevertheless, Sean, should we be focusing on ensuring that we sustain routes or attain routes that can drive tourism in Clare, so inward tourism here?
That's right, but I think we are very, very well served there at the moment. I know there is a bit of move. I know Carl Crowe's done a lot of work in terms of trying to get a hub into Amsterdam, and I certainly would welcome that. You know, it would be a very, very strong route into the region, and would be a good counterbalance to Heathrow as well. So if something like that can happen, it may need government support in some shape or form. You know, we really would welcome that as well, because it would be a strong route both in and out of Shannon. But I think it's very important, because I haven't flown through the airport recently. You know, the amount of branding that's there in terms of Clare and the tourism attractions we have is exceptionally strong. And I must give credit as well to the IDA, because they have a huge amount of companies based locally, and they have their name up there with their logo, because you never know who's passing through the airport at any moment or time and what opportunities that may open up in terms of future tourism opportunities or investment into the region.
Coming back to the point you made about the European hub and the potential to set that up through Shannon, you've talked about possibly government intervention being needed. Do you think that needs to be the next focus and the next priority in terms of Shannon Airport's development, and hopefully that it would impact positively then on the county?
Absolutely. In particular, in terms of the whole business side and the investment side, and we've seen the large number of jobs that have come into the region over the last number of years, and we've a very, very strong foreign direct investment base here in the county and also in Limerick in the Midwest. So I think that's very important, and I think the more hubs you have there, the likes of the Heathrows, the Paris, and potentially in Amsterdam or Frankfurt, you know, they are very, very important because a lot of the customers that are coming into these facilities need to have good access, you know, and that's where the likes of an Amsterdam would really click in. I think it would need government support, and I think, you know, we've seen governments support airports all over Europe in terms of spreading the business around. One of the issues we have here in Ireland is, you know, we have 86% of the traffic going into Dublin Airport. You have 14% of the traffic going into the rest of the airports all over Ireland. That's too much of an imbalance. We need to come up with a formula that spreads that traffic. And I know the government are looking at the aviation policy, and that can't come soon enough because I think that's very, very important. Because we saw the issues that Dublin Airport and the pricing problems that they went through there this year as well. So that didn't do us any justice in terms of Irish tourism. So I would welcome a kind of a rebalancing of that situation.